I'm not a doctor. Thank God.
Yeah, no. Surprisingly, Ash takes vitamins and stuff. She's on point with that.
You do not take the influence at all. They're like, nah, she take enough for both of
That's
us.
all you.
Baby, take our vitamins.
Everyone's like a walking experiment, you know? Like when everybody's young
That's
and you're in your
true, eh?
teens,
That's
you're like,
what stinks.
you're like, okay, this person did XYZ. This person was a gym rat. And then you wait till you get like 40, and you're like, where's everybody at?
So what would be one thing that you've known so far from like older people in your
Yeah.
life, right? Adults when you're a kid, that you realize, okay, if I at least use that.
Oh, like a road I'm heading down?
Yeah, I felt like, okay, you know what? Just like what you were saying, where people did a lot of different things just made their lives better or improve or whatever.
I would say mainly like walking, getting your steps in, just staying active in general. It doesn't have to be like high intensity activity, but somebody
Okay.
who, for instance, like works an office job and
Yeah,
then
that
doesn't
line,
like,
getting your steps in, yeah, that
that's
hits
big, man.
because that's,
The little things count, man. When you add up over time,
yeah.
when you hit like a 50, getting those steps in, they count.
I think I just rubbed the pepper in my
No.
eye. I'm sitting here and I'm like,
Glass of milk?
is it stingy enough? No, that's all right.
That's all right.
That's all right. I've heard of wild stories with pepper seeds getting stuck in places and things, and yeah, man.
Man, it'll learn you real good when you cut up a nice hot pepper like a habanero. I whipped up a sick chili one time.
Yeah.
Let me take a piss.
Oh,
Ooh.
Kirk's like, never again. Are you serious?
Toss and turn for
That
like
has
3 hours,
never
bro.
happened for
Oh,
me.
I don't know
Wow,
why I forgot.
something crossed the channel.
Oh, fucking. I had Campbell's made ghost pepper chicken noodle soup, and it's good. It's fucking fire. But when when you eat something spicy like chicken wing,
Yeah.
and you inhale the spice and it hits your throat,
Oh, it
you know
hit you the
what?
back.
You
Yeah,
know.
and you can't recover from that
Take
moment.
in, you gotta
Yeah.
like sip the soup, you know? So it does that like every other fucking sip.
That's up there with getting your tongue burnt.
Dangerous, but it's really good.
Yeah, that's up there with burning your tongue on the soup, your food you're eating, and then you're like,
Oh,
man,
man.
this I can't enjoy the food now.
Right?
Now the burn just gonna be in the back of my mind for the rest of the week. Yeah, the burn's like, yeah, I'm here, son.
Just sip it,
It's me
bro.
and you, we cap it out. Where are
That's
we
it.
going?
That's it.
Yeah,
Fucking.
something about like in my head, I'll tough talk the burn to be like,
Get through
don't.
it.
Yeah, I'm trying to like bite my tongue. I'm trying to figure something out. I'm like, don't mess this up for me.
Oh,
This food is good, man.
man. It's been a minute since I've tackled something that's like spicy. So tolerance definitely down.
Yay! I heard you sniffling. I'm like, really, Craig?
Right? That's it.
You're
That's
sniffling off
it.
of this? That, but that's good. That's all you need.
I got fucking the shittiest haircut.
You
So disappointed.
don't like it? When did you get the haircut?
I got it on like last weekend.
Okay, so your hair growed out by then.
It's all good.
Okay.
But at the end of the day, like I went there before and it was no issue. So I don't know what the hell changed between that. You know, one of those you walk in, they're like, yo, same as last time. And you're like, yeah. And then you're like, what was last time? Like, was I a wrong customer? Like,
You don't remember what last
like,
time
oh, fuck,
was.
you're Craig.
And he greets you like, yo, what's up, Craig?
You don't get the bangs.
Dude, holy shit. Hit you with the bangs and the bowl cut. Do you always go to the same guy to cut your hair?
No, I've been finding a barber since I moved, so
So you haven't gotten a barber yet.
I go, everything seems good, and something always ends up happening. Especially now that I moved, the last few barbers have just been like technicalities on why I can't fuck with them no more.
Wait, they're like they'll ghost you?
No, so last shop I went to that I was like, all right, these guys do a decent job, I'm gonna keep going back. I go there before my engagement photos, so man's like, all right, let's go. I didn't tell him what I was doing, right? Or no, I did. So I got my engagement photos, just make sure I look crisp, right?
Always.
Super simple. So I only booked a haircut, not a beard trim. All I asked him to do was literally just line it. That's it. No trim, no nothing.
You
Just
touch
line
my
it
beard,
up,
does crisp me up.
right? So beforehand, when I'm in the chair, I only booked a haircut. He goes on a 10-minute rant being like, you know what, bro? Like, yo, your hair's easy to cut. Don't worry, like you don't got to pay this price for this haircut. Don't worry, I got you. So he's basically telling me he's overcharging me, and I'm like, respect, bro. Good looking out. You know what I mean?
All
Odd, but okay.
right.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
So he goes, can I do anything else? I said, yeah, can you just, you know, just line it up? I'd have to charge you for the full beard at that point. You know what I'm saying?
So, yeah, because it's broken down beard, face,
right?
And head, two different things.
So I'm like, whatever. I got my engagement photos. Make me look good. Don't fuck it up. Proceeds to fucking cut my neck. So I'm like, all right, you're cut. You're cut, fam. No pun intended.
You had to stick to the unhappy cut.
So
were you cheese? You're looking in the mirror, getting a glimpse, and you're like, he can save it.
I don't know what it is. I'm like, it's white boy hair. It's easy to cut. You know what I mean? But I guess maybe I don't describe it well when I go in saying what this is what I want.
Your hair is really hard to figure out what your style wants.
Not really.
I figure your beard.
Yeah.
If I can give you like the Cuban Link lineup.
Yeah, that would be it.
Would that be?
Yeah, that would suffice.
Okay. I'm saying, he didn't even do that.
So I go to my next spot and this one's good. Like I go there probably like 6-7 times. So okay. Now I'm like, yo, this is the guy. We're good. You know what I mean?
Save the day.
So I go one night and he's juicing and he's got a camera out. So this last customer, he's taking photos for his IG and shit. I'm like, yeah, promote yourself, bro. Do your thing. Right. I had the last cut of the night. So after that dude leaves, this barber's boys come in.
Oh,
and they're juicing, chilling. Yeah. Which is fine to me, but his boy is a fucking weirdo. He's on some weird shit, bro. Like,
okay.
You had to look at him and be like, yo, whose man's is this? Like, you brought him here? You guys?
You just want your cut.
Right? And in the process.
How you let a drunk man cut?
And in the process, drunk homie's just fucking cutting my shit up. Like, just fucking rough. Like, yo, murking my shit, right? So I leave there and I'm like, yo, fuck that. I can't come back here neither, right? So I've just been like on this journey to find a proper barber. I was in the West and I was like, yo, let me see if my old barber's still at the shop. I don't think he's there anymore. So I'm like, yo, I'm just in limbo right now, right?
You didn't contact your old barber?
I tried to, but only through their website. He's not the type to be like, text me, none of those. He's got his company's website.
Barbershop business has involved a lot where the guys, they're kind of bad and bougie now, the barbers. They're celebrities almost.
Oh, big time. That's
tattoo artists almost. Facts.
That's what barber number two was on big time. He was on some tip.
Like, but you're not
just had him
you didn't
feeling
know
like
how,
Superman.
You didn't know how good you had it, Craig.
Yo, so the oldest ones, man, it was just a simple spot. Two Jamaican dudes. One man, when he's not cutting hair, would just cut it up on the turntables. And the main dude, you'd sit down and he'd just be like, what you want?
Yeah.
And I call it the white boy special, man. I'd be looking clean every time.
I don't know why they're so cold. Like, they don't make it like fun experience.
It doesn't have to
you
be.
You go in, you're like, who's next? Me.
And you don't let the DJ cut your hair. Just let him DJ. Just let him DJ. He's not an actual barber, you know?
Lost many a hairline.
He's spelling piff on the side. Like.
Oh, that's true. He can spell it in the air. You're like, oh, man.
Anyways, so I've been to this spot. It was going well. I'm giving it another shot because the dude's mad chill.
You try any of the, sorry to do the race thing, but you try any of the Tamil, the Sri Lankan barbers?
Not yet. And I do say race plays back. Yeah. These barbers, my most recent one, they're Filipino.
Yeah.
And you could tell there's a certain vibe to their cut.
Yeah, you could see
that. They're very K-pop boy band-ish.
Exactly.
They have a certain way. Where at the next spot, if you go to the black man spot, they're very like crisp fades, nice lineups, crisp, all that's good. But if you ask them to do a certain style on the top for a white boy, the dude's right? Like,
so with the Tamil guys, they can give you maybe, they can give you a little K.
So I need to take a picture of Maj and just be like, make me look like this.
You can ask Maj for a barber. I'm serious. I know Craig. I'm sending Craig out in the boons to have the most awkward. Where you go into like the Tamil joint, the Sri Lankan barbershop.
I mean, there's potential
cool,
for
man.
It. Yeah, I got.
Or ask Ganaman. Ask Ganaman, and he'll probably just be like, "Oh yeah."
I'm kind of just liking this journey at this point. I'm just sticking with the struggle.
Ganaman, we trust all your friends, bro. Nobody but Craig.
The last one was so funny too because I was like, all I need to do is rock a snap back. And I couldn't even do that because the back was all fucked up. I was that's like, yo.
Dusting your hat.
I can't even cover
that. What's wrong? What do you tell your girl when you get home about the cut?
So I asked her to trim a little bit for me. So I asked her to fix some shit up.
Yeah.
Because now it's like, you don't like the cut, everything's fair game.
You can't.
It's a perfect time to practice.
Can you line yourself up?
No. Terrible.
You have to practice, Craig.
I know.
I was terrible until I figured out how to do it and you get the right machines for it.
Trust what me, I end it'll... up, what ends up happening is right where like your ear line is, right?
Yeah,
here.
You miss. That's what you miss.
No, it's like hard to get that blend. So like,
I can see the line from
once
here.
It grows, once it grows a certain way, it's kind of hard because you just want to go, you know, like the whole thing.
Yeah,
but...
you gotta catch the layers. Oh man,
it's all right.
Fashion tips, hair tips from Craig.
Yeah, facts. Fuck.
Sounding man.
Sounding good. It's gonna be a late intro.
You know what episode is it, Craig? Tell them what it is.
It's episode 81, everybody.
Yeah. You guys interrupted us. How rude, but it's all right. Stay. We've been waiting for you.
If you're lucky enough.
Yes.
We might just run the intro. Episode 81, y'all. It's a very windy day out there. We survived a cold snap. Me and Zane are de-thawed, defrosted, ready to rock.
We were talking about our old man thing of what our ankles ails are. You? And I'm like, yo, I think my knee might be early stage arthritis kind of thing.
It's not like a phantom pain, bro. Like there's a common there's a common pain shared, you know what I mean? Like
phantom pain would at least be kind of secure because you know what what's going on, right?
If you're like 20, 25 in that age range complaining about a bad anything, you could suck it up.
That's true.
But you give me like 5-10 more and we'll take a shot for all of y'all.
Craig, we're hitting him with a shot right now. That's what
fixes me right here.
Ooh.
Yeah, we were going to record a day earlier, but we had to compromise because there was some pretty epic football going down.
Yes.
Yeah. We had to watch KC crush all the Buffalo Bills fans' dreams.
I would rather you start with the Commanders-Eagles game, but it's okay.
We're already
here, Craig.
Washington.
Tell me more. Tell me more.
Start with the KC and Bills game. All right. KC 32, Bills 29. In an epic battle right to the finish, right? Where two QBs, probably the two QBs that you would want in the fourth quarter, go at it back to back.
It's a game you want to watch. You're like, this matchup.
When there's 10 minutes, there's 10 minutes left in the fourth quarter and you're within a touchdown of each other, anything could happen. Anything is on the line. But, you know, this no Cinderella story this year. It kind of went down how most people assumed it was going to.
Yeah.
Just the story was written a little differently than people may have expected.
Listen, I was two clicks away from dropping a bag on Buffalo.
Oh, you would have been pissed. A lot of people probably lost.
Just because I was so hyped and so confident. I got all my snacks. Yo, when I get my snacks ready.
You know. It's about to be lit.
I got my sugar cakes, my dad, whatever's left from my sugar cakes, my dad sent me some pepper sauce. I was just getting little trinkets ready, and I'm like, yeah. And I'm sitting there, and I'm halfway through the game. I'm like, this is football.
Yeah, this is exactly what it all boils down to.
I love this.
American football.
I just figured that, I guess, the football gods will always shine on KC.
Every time. As long as Mahomes is at the helm. KC, the gods will forever be in their favor. But you got it. There's so many factors, right? Like KC's playing a home game for one. Their stadium is probably the loudest in the league right now. Very, very tough environment to play in.
Yeah, even they couldn't hear it sometimes.
No, they couldn't hear what the fuck's going on half the time, right? The point spread was 2 points. That's about as good as it gets for a football match.
Yeah.
2 points is like a safety. You know what I mean? Like they're saying this game is going to be decided within a field goal. Sure enough. 3 points. Yeah. What are the odds? So right there, they're pretty accurate on the spread. See, that's the thing when you're betting from that perspective is even if you're not 100% confident in the Bills there, you still say, man, they got at least cover. But two, they give you no option.
Let me break even.
You got no option when it's a 2-point spread, bro. They basically duked it out back to back to back to back. Every answer had an answer. Every touchdown, they came right back up the field, right? There was some controversy, as there always is, surrounding a KC game. There were two controversial plays. I'm sure there's many more, depending on what side of the coin you're on there. But I will say, in any sport is very much like MMA. If you leave it to the judges, you're going to get fucked in the end. More times than not, fam. More times than not.
It's like, yo, you got to duke it out. Get your, earn your shit.
If I'm Buffalo, yeah, I need to like tear that ass off. I need to be up like 3 touchdowns before I'm even thinking about potentially going.
Imagine if that was the vibe. I'm looking at the game and I'm like, you know what? This is good football. I'm like, Buffalo can win this.
Yeah. They were in it.
It just needs a right play at the right time.
That's it.
I was hoping for more turnover from KC, but KC, they
don't happen that way.
Oh, sticky.
And they had men. They had Josh Allen fucking like rusty / shaky as fuck. They had him shook at the beginning.
Yeah,
and
that last pass, they weren't expecting it at all.
So but when it comes down, he did
that
great.
Ball. Probably people are saying one of the best throws ever. Everybody always say that it's the best throw ever.
It's debatable.
The best catch ever, right? I'm saying it was he got tackled by 3 dudes, still threw the ball in a spot where
it could have been
100%, 110% playable, right?
And you're throwing with like 2-3 men's covering your receivers too, and still
it looked like you had 2 to 3, 2.5 receivers open,
and you're still pinpointing the ball right into your target's hands rather than the fucking
opponent.
Can
you imagine if you looked it up and that was the play?
Oh man, it could be.
And you look up, that's where that exactly was supposed to happen.
We got them right where they want.
Just you were supposed to catch the ball,
because KC overall, their throws were not anything too crazy, honestly.
Like, I wanted an overtime so bad.
A lot of people did, man. That's what you'd want to see in the Titans come to clash. But at the same time, you know, you got to let history run its course. KC needs that three-peat. The only person that can stop them right now.
What's going on here? Are you a KC fan?
No.
So why are you trying to? I don't know.
I'm all about the football.
I don't
narrative.
Know if I'm more upset about the loss. Are you talking this shit and trying to be like, oh, well.
I'm all about the football narrative, right? It's about the destination, not the journey. You know what I'm saying?
That shit, man. I want to throw some shit. Buffalo played that app. Buffalo played, man.
See, my secret weapon is what we... I already predicted the Eagles to win. So I'm already on the other side of the coin there.
Okay, fair enough. Fair enough.
The AFC,
you know what?
Doesn't
I was never worried about the Eagles.
I was at times.
I just don't know, that boy Saquon Barkley.
He's a fucking beast, man.
He's a mutant,
he's
man.
A beast. He's not human. He's a fucking beast.
We like those with those generations, like you got your Lynches and stuff like that, your Palomalos, right? Fact. Those guys that are
just
like
generational talents, man.
Is in a way they're just like, yo, you guys are machines.
This year, when whatever play it was, when he hurdled over a guy backwards, it was like, yo,
you know what? That partly got me back deep into football.
Yo, and then it wasn't the Commanders game. It was the game against the Rams, I think it was. And he looked, was it the Rams who they face? God damn it. I'm already getting lost in the first round. I think it was the Rams. But anyways, he looks at fucking Jalen Hurts, and you see it in slow-mo. He looks at him and he goes, watch this. just takes off.
That's
bro.
Terrible.
Yo, you know that you got... Your boy's a fucking G when you can call it. When you call game, when you call bank, when you call game, that's pretty fucking heavy right there. Also a great game. 7 rushing touchdowns for the fucking Eagles. Beating the Commanders like mollywopping.
I think is that franchise? That's a franchise thing for sure.
It tied a record for the most rushing touchdowns in a conference championship. And the last time that happened, I saw the little stat and I actually remembered this. 1940. Bears against the Washington Redskins at the time.
Okay, you can't say that, Greg.
Don't get me. I'm just saying, that's what they were called.
Late.
That's what they were called. But yeah, just absolutely slapped the dog shit out of them. No answers whatsoever. Defense for the Philly was like crumbling, bro.
I remember my boys were like, yo, watch out for Washington, man. I'm like, bro, I haven't heard about Washington.
Yeah.
That's what's weird.
You could not root for them, man. But the fact that they beat Detroit, you're like, yo, I can't not.
Oh, I should have my teacher.
I can't not.
I'm just happy because I can't stand Detroit.
I wanted to see so many different matchups happen, though. I wanted to see.
We would have ran them over, man.
I wanted to see Detroit and the Rams face off because I think Jared Goff and Matthew Stafford, they're kind of like, what do you call it? fuck, what's that movie when everybody's connected in different ways? You know what?
Biotic.
One of those ones, man. Yeah, like degrees of separation. I feel like it's just destiny for them to always meet up.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
So that unfortunately didn't play out, but we've got so much good football up until this point, man. There's like barely anything to fucking bitch about other than the KC.
I would have loved for a Philly, but it's obviously a division, so you can't get it. I would have loved to see the Philly KC. Make that the game we saw.
That would have been better for to see who advances. Yeah, I know. But again, you had Buffalo and Baltimore, which was like insane in the snow, fucking rock 'em, sock 'em football. You had the man drop the pass who's getting probably like a million death threats right now.
That's terrible.
That was rough, bro. That was rough.
I'm watching an interview for the quarter for Buffalo QB, and he's like, I see him. He's trying to hold it together. He's doing the lines where it's the safety lines to say, you know, we practice hard. Just got to work hard better next time.
Just here so you won't get fined.
And just
don't want to talk to you fucks right now. Want to crash out on this mic right now.
He just catch the fucking ball. That's what they said last week. Yeah.
It's the exact same thing, man.
Just catch the fucking ball, man.
You can't get mad at what you're watching, okay? Yes, if you are a fan of the Bills, you are super upset about how that turned out.
It's worse for Washington, right? For Washington, you're feeling a lot worse because you lost like...
That's a super underdog. You feel like no matter what, they accomplished so much. So you feel like the future is bright.
You were supposed to get slapped. You have no place being here.
The fact that you made it past Detroit, right? The fact that you made it past Detroit already says a lot. But all you proved your worth there. But your future is bright. Buffalo, you're in this very limited window right now of like win now.
Yeah.
And you'll have that window open for probably another 2-3 years before you go back to like the fucking dark ages. But I digress. Honestly, Sometimes it's nice watching football in Canada.
Yeah, because you're like, not super
attached.
We're like, we don't have any stakes in this.
Yeah, you could take a team like their colors.
You know why? Buffalo goes to the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Of course they win.
That's our brothers right across the lake.
We're going to be getting such more better quality NFL games here.
I don't know about that. They're already fucking shipping your shit out to Germany. And the UK.
Actually, they do push those markets more than us.
Buffalo used to come to Toronto, just saying.
You called that. I went out last one when Ricky Williams was here. This is way back.
That's it. Now they're like, yo, you want to watch a game? Go to Frankfurt. Yo, why? Like,
yeah, you're right. I did watch a couple games where they put on.
Canada's been clawing at the door. Be like, yo, can we have a tea, please? And they're like, I don't know.
Are we the redheaded stepchild?
Oh, big time.
Is that racism?
Yeah.
To redheads?
No. I can speak for the community here, Greg's like, right? I can speak. Greg, who are you? It is not, all right?
Greg's like, it's cool.
No, because you know that the...
You guys are Canadians of the race.
Canada comes into the football race, they're like, ew. They're like, it's not sexy enough.
They're like, that's gross.
We're tried, true, and tested markets in North America, and it barely works, bro. We can't get a second baseball team back to save our lives. We can't get a second basketball team to save our lives.
But we talked about it. Why can't we get a second baseball team? Because we have the money.
We can't. Nobody wants it here. The powers that be don't want it. The only reason we get hockey is because we invented it. We invented basketball. And they still won't give us another team. They're like, no, Toronto's Canada's team. You're like, what?
Yo!
How do you have 6 different Jurassic Parks set up? Expanding across 20,000 kilometers.
We started that. When everybody started doing their Jurassic Park outside there.
Right?
Yo,
we're getting done dirty, but they're like, yo, look at Vancouver. You guys couldn't keep up. Vancouver had some fucking names on there, bro.
I think it was the timing.
It was the 90s was like an aggressive expansion where it didn't all pan out, right? The Grizzlies,
we should have never let go of the Grizzlies, bro.
Why? You know what I mean?
We should have never let go of the Grizzlies.
Why did we let them go? There wasn't a market, it just clearly wasn't happening, man.
Craig, I'm going to become a crypto billionaire and then go back in time and buy the Grizzlies. And
I fucks with it. I fucks with it. But bring back the retro jersey.
That's the way I want.
You have to bring back
the jersey. You know what's terrible? The fact, as soon as you talk about the Grizzlies, I'm like, yes, those throwbacks.
That's it.
I'm just thinking, like, those were some of the...
That's everybody's thinking about, man.
Some of the meanest looking. The color palette was good.
Give me a Kareem Abdul jersey on there. Give me a Bibby. Oh, man. All right. So Super Bowl takes place in New Orleans.
Yes.
And this is something that we covered already, but now the time's close. Kendrick's about to hit the main stage.
He's got
announced as a special guest. Big fucking surprise. Big surprise there.
I'm wondering if I'm missing the train because is it something that is it going to be a miss for the people?
So
you get what I'm saying, right?
I don't think
you're
so.
You're saying, yo, SZA.
I don't.
And even I'm like, SZA.
Yeah.
Right? Because, Super Bowl to me is Prince.
Yeah.
Prince, when Prince is Super Bowl.
That was a live
act. That was it for me. I'm just like, yo, this dude is going crazy right
now. Nah, last year's was fucking epic, man.
Rihanna?
Yeah. Yo, you see her? She's pregnant, like 100 feet in the air.
Right?
She's pregnant. All right, fine. We'll call
fine, fine.
Rihanna, we need to talk.
Fine.
The year before that, 50 Upside Down. Recreating the shit.
Not memorable.
Man, that's epic, bro.
Did The Weeknd do one?
He did. His was, he had all the mirrors. He was
his
like,
was before that.
It was right after he got his surgery or right before. I think his face was still wrapped up a little bit.
Wait, hold on. That surgery was real?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
It was real, bro.
Craig, shut up.
It was.
Oh, Craig, that's just like Joker alter ego.
No, that should happen.
With the bloody spots on it?
Yeah. Craig. Not like permanent, but.
Craig.
Yeah, he did his thing where he like came through the, not through the crowd. He had this like glass mirror maze.
Craig,
thing.
No, we're not doing that. We're not jumping forward.
I'm trying to think of.
Really had. Bro, I saw his face one time and it looked like a, you remember a movie called Dick Tracy?
Oh.
It goes way back. Dude had like a bright canary yellow suit.
Yes.
A Tommy gun.
Yes.
Right?
I remember the video games for Dick Tracy.
There you go.
Yeah,
right?
Like the Super. Nope, it was on the original NES.
Right, so. You know, like Tombstone for Spider-Man. the mask.
Yeah.
Like a deformed mask. Like if a raccoon put the, I don't know.
That's so Hollywood.
And but that doesn't make, that, I thought it was like prosthetic, prosthesis.
Nah, he fucking fucked his face for whatever reason. He did it for real. This was right after he like peaked. This was after Starboy. The whole bit.
And he used that, the bandages and as a thing.
Yeah, he wrote off that still, man. I think it was just after he got the bandages removed.
Take that, Kanye.
Yeah.
No, I remember him doing videos with the, and I thought it was a Joker bit.
Nah, it was not. It was real. Look it up after or now, whenever you want.
Craig dropping gems, y'all.
I'm just saying. Now, okay. There was all the controversy surrounding Kendrick just performing at the Super Bowl.
Yes.
What I've heard is with Drake's lawsuit against UMG.
That might be squashed now, apparently.
Oh, because it might prevent Kendrick from playing certain songs.
More than one? I thought it was just one.
Mainly it's Not Like Us.
Okay.
Right. That's the main one they're trying to stop.
He's definitely bringing out the marching band.
Come on, man. If you're Kendrick and you can't play Not Like Us at your Super Bowl, that's going to be epic.
He's the way he just teased the first few, and like,
switch it all up.
He switched it up to, he has to do the Metro Boomin one.
Yeah. The fact that he dropped GNX now gives him a lot more versatility because you already know he's got to do TV Off, right? But it could be a mashup. It doesn't mean he's going to do one song and then finish it. And it's probably a big mashup of shit. But the live band. Humble?
No.
Be Humble?
I am a sinner.
Nah, that's too old.
They probably got
to sing.
That's the way to start. Lord forgive me. Because listen to the line. Lord forgive me, right? Sometimes I wanna be alone, right?
Don't
listen, it's like that song was like a warning, like yo, I'm a sleeping dragon, let me sleep. I am on a, I'm
He's
on
got a
topic.
Huge catalog to play.
Thousand miles away,
I got a huge catalog. I feel like showmanship is gonna be there, which I like, but at the same time, I don't feel like he's the right fit for this Super Bowl. I think you coming from. A couple of years ago where they did Eminem and all that.
So you sound like Drake right now. So you're with the lawsuit.
He shouldn't have been.
Okay.
He shouldn't be a non-West Coast Super Bowl performance.
Well, welcome.
Why are you uniting the West and then going down South? You know what I mean? You got plenty of options.
Bruno Mars did it anyhow. That's a different topic.
Yeah, that is for sure. For sure. What do you think? You think he's a good fit for a New Orleans Super Bowl? You think that's kind of, he checks all the boxes? Or kind of doesn't matter? It's just weird. It's KC and Eagles. Before you had LA Super Bowl, and weren't the Rams in the Super Bowl?
I'll say this.
But I
feel
can't
bad
that,
for the white folks.
Air quotes.
Because I think they deserve like some Garth Brooks. I think they deserve like some great
it's
white.
Tough to pick down.
I hate to say that.
It's tough to pick,
y'all can
bro.
Kill me. I know Jigga's in there right now, and Jigga's the one's like, nah, hip hop for life.
That's it.
Right? Time to give it back. Right? I would. But give me a great white right now that you're throwing.
Jelly Roll. That fits.
Jelly Roll seems more like
that fits, bro. I'm telling you.
Maybe I'm on the Morgan Wallen. Ooh, and Jelly Roll.
Yeah, maybe something featuring like Jelly Roll.
A triple threat.
Hmm.
But then that's Eagles, right? People are like, well, why couldn't I headline? I don't know. I'm just screaming names out that I think would be Sabrina Claudio, right? Yeah. Right?
Should I have said Taylor Swift? Oh God, at KC. Yeah, I mean, there you go. That fits.
That'll be
nice. But she's not very New Orleans.
I'm like, Craig, tell your girl, get off the stage. You're already winning this
football. That's it. Not very New Orleans. That's a tough one, man.
I say bring out Juvie. Bring out.
See, again, I think they should hopefully somewhere, somehow, Kendrick's got like a little big timers or hot boys tucked away. But
people
away.
Talk too much. They would say that little Wayne. Oh, Kendrick did reach out.
Right. That whole thing kind of, that ship has sailed, but it doesn't mean you can't get Juvie, but if Manny Fresh.
They go. It's war.
You think so?
It's beef things.
Man.
It's beef. Yo, it's just bigger than us.
Do you not feel it's like New Orleans. Isn't it super big headed to assume that they want you and nobody else? You know what I mean? Like, oh, if Lil Wayne's not there, it's like sacrilegious. Like,
I think they would give Kendrick some creative freedom.
I hope so.
Yeah, I definitely think it'll give some creative freedom. We're going to get more than SZA. We got to get more than SZA.
Philly's in the Super Bowl. Meek Mill's got to be a special guest.
Oh.
Come on, that's the Drake Alliance. He's got to turn sides. This is like WWE where
he gets the crown,
you know,
kisses the ring.
Yeah.
Meek Mill's, he's man. Springs.
It was me all along.
Mill Meek would be like the. Be like the.
You're, it was me all along.
You come up just like Littlefinger.
You're, and I would have got away with it too.
Would it weren't for the meddling kids. You know Littlefinger from Game of Thrones?
Yeah.
That would be Meek Mill. And showing up, kissing. So it wouldn't mean much. It wouldn't mean, you're not going to get much.
I used to pray for times like this.
Come on, who else do you think to throw out? You got to bring somebody L.A., no, you can't oversatch.
Oh, like as a special guest.
It'd be too much.
No, no. Because
you did LA last time.
Yeah, but it's your show. It's your show. Yeah, you had Snoop for the West Coast, right?
I think he's beefing with Snoop a bit.
Are we trading allegedly Kendrick to the South? Is this what's happening?
I'm not involved in that.
All of a sudden?
I'm not involved in that. We're in this quarter.
He's just like
our guy's injured right now. He's in the hyperbolic, in that chamber where Vegeta and Goku are in and Namek. Yeah.
Big time. But every bucket better come out. Nice.
Chill out. Get out. Just regroup. Yo, we do the best thing if Drake did one of those like, turn into like, I keep saying like Prince again, where we never see him again.
Turn into like the fucking like MF
Sting.
Doom.
Remember when Sting went dark? Yeah, exactly. MF Doom, Craig, deep cut. When he's like, yo, it's RIP?
The MF, yeah.
Yeah.
Sadly.
So where Drake's just like, yo, we spotted Drake. What do you mean we spotted Drake? We haven't seen Drake in 3 years.
He drops like Detox, like a snippet, and then it just never comes.
Detox never dropped.
It didn't. It never will.
It's the greatest blue balls in hip hop. It is.
It is. Facts.
Yeah, because
people are over it.
The song, whatever album him and Dr. Dre and yeah, we're talking our shit now, guys. Whatever. Whatever.
What did they drop? Yeah, what did they drop instead?
Snoop and Dre dropped an album that I heard the song. It's not that bad. Mm. It sounds like old guys rapping.
It was the no, was it?
But
it's
because the production's hype, and there's still Snoop. It's still Dre.
Mm.
But
Detox doesn't even matter at this point.
Yeah, I remember when Lil Wayne said, and me and somebody else still, and we both wrote on Detox, and I'm like,
it's the live.
It's you have a Lil Wayne Detox verse.
There's a secret room in Dre's basement somewhere. And it's just like a glass case illuminated, and it's just a
imagine copy whatever of Detox else he had
in the manifesto.
Him and Hove had a link.
Fuck.
Think about that. Well, that's all right. That's our music moment, man. So the Super Bowl's gonna be lit.
Yeah, of course it is. I think the Eagles are gonna come out on top.
Yeah,
I gotta ride this out. I already called it before the season started. I gotta say the Eagles push ahead. I won't predict a score because I'm ass at that, but I'll say by two touchdowns. I'll say Eagles by two touchdowns. So Eagles by somewhere 14 or more. I'm going to say it's that good.
Case, what's on the menu? Because you know we don't usually just do like the okie doke, the regular womp womp. You're going to grab an extra pack of like something spinach stuffed with cheese or something, special. A dip. I usually grab one of those charcuterie board setups.
That's pretty solid.
Cheese, give me the different cups of meat. That's always a go-to and most likely a dip. I figured, should I do wings again? I'll probably figure something out.
I don't know if I'm going to like host anything
You sounds like you were thinking about hosting.
Why would you bring that up? When I say I'm hosting, my crowd is like four.
Like, well, that's all right. That's still a, that's still a,
don't get that's
still a dinner and a
Because last time what I do, I went to M&M's meat shop and I bought like wings to air fry. That's like all I did. It was nothing crazy. I think maybe we ordered pizza or something. I feel like it's a pizza and wings kind of thing. But I would, if I had to pick, if I have to pick, and now I'll think about this.
If I do, that's
I want to do
in my house in the sun. I should do it though.
I want to do Korean spare ribs. Some slow cooker Korean spare ribs. Some fall off the bone.
Sweet.
Yeah. That would be pretty fucking good.
Let me know how that works out.
That would be pretty good if I could pull that off. That, or what do they call it? Katsu? Or there's a type of Korean fried chicken. It's fucking really good, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah. If I could pull that off, that would be pretty good too, still. But I don't expect to have a large crowd, so I don't know how that's going to play out. I might end up going somewhere too. So I'm blessed, you know, that my wife's family loves me enough to include me in things. So.
Craig's like, they still, you took
I'm
their
slowly,
daughter.
I'm slowly
took
losing.
Their daughter, bro.
I'm slowly losing face.
They got to keep you around. It's like, Craig's the pet.
I was mad consistent with like game days. And then I fell off for like a good like 2 months. And now it's like, I don't get the invite. Now I got to get back on it.
Oh, man.
Yeah, but it's all love nonetheless. So, but no, when they go there, what are you making?
Me, like I said, I'd probably do a dip. I'm thinking about a, like a, almost like I'm thinking about a spinach dip.
That'd be pretty solid.
I've never, with some pita bread sliced up or whatever, I've never really made one, but I just thought about it and I say, no.
You ever have those ones where like, I forget what it is, but you hollow out the bread. You,
the bowl. Yeah.
Yeah, you know that one where you hollow it out and you dip in of it? I forget what that's called, but that's pretty popular too. Still.
That too. Yeah, I probably might not do something crazy, too crazy, because oftentimes I used to do, whenever I did a Super Bowl parties at my house, maybe once or twice, I'm not going to do it this year.
Nah.
But then I treat that day as, everybody get what they want.
Facts.
What's your thing? I'm like, yo.
Bring a little side,
give
bring
me
a little
this.
Main.
Yeah. No, not every, those people in my house, that's it. No, everybody else.
Okay, okay.
Yeah, it's the day that dish that you get like once a year.
Yeah.
Because you love it so much, like we all get.
Get your plate of nachos. Yeah. Get your ribs,
sweet
whatever.
Pie, whatever. You African food. That's nice. Spicy as hell, right?
Your that's going to be a spectacle stuff, to watch still, man.
I can't wait, man. It's going to be really, 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 really good. Do you want to talk about top five or no?
Yeah, sure. I saw a little post about that. Yeah, let's run it.
Like, whatever, right? Because it was more like how he was out for a couple days.
Yeah, it feels like he wasn't out that long.
Just, yo, to come. Here's the thing. Isn't it L for him? To come out, be courtside, be in somewhere with academics. Then
right.
Academics came up here. See, he got signed
for
like money, big money, whatever.
Gets acquitted, I think.
Yeah.
Yes, gets acquitted of the shooting.
Right.
And then.
I noticed block too.
And then.
Courtside with Drake.
And then gets hit up on gun charges.
Yes.
And right back.
And right back.
Rightfully so.
Full circle.
Come on. Rightfully so.
We said he's not the best representative of Toronto.
100% no.
Yeah.
That's like clout chasing at its finest.
And that's why I think academics signed him.
Yeah.
He's seen him almost as a, besides the snitching part, almost as a Toronto Tekashi.
Yes.
Because I figured, I'm like, why would Axe sign you?
Like, to me, you become a sideshow. Like, you know Busker Fest?
Yes.
I feel like top five could have, like, the main stage at Busker
Yo,
Fest.
Yo, we don't have love for Busker Fest? Like,
I have love for it. But, like, you know when you go on down on Queen?
You're like, oh, it's happening.
Yeah,
you're not going to
you
it.
You know when you go to...
You'll bump into...
You know when you go to Queen and Spider-Man skates past you?
No, Spider-Man's pretty cool.
Yeah, so I would put...
Hi, kids!
Yeah, so if I saw top five, I'd be like, oh, it's top five. That's about it.
Yo, who's Spider-Man, yo?
I don't know. That's a mystery, man.
Top five, you would never be as great as our Toronto Spider-Man. it's weird. How many albums does he have?
Spider-Man?
Way more than top five?
Bare volume. Bare volume. Bare mixing.
That's right. Universal tracks. Get the kids.
Top five's got zero albums.
Why is he signed?
Because you can put out singles nowadays and probably you can ride off that.
Okay.
Top five is going to generate the numbers, right? Yeah. And you also bring the supporting cast.
Should I watch my mouth? I don't know. Nah, I'm fine. Fuck that.
I'm trying to compare it to like, okay, Pressa is like 50 Cent to G Unit, and top five is Young
Buck. Dare
Bart.
You?
The
okay.
Game?
Okay.
Young
no,
Buck?
No, no, no.
He's like a buck.
Buck had some good.
No, but like,
You see, you got to find somebody lesser.
Who is he?
There's another dude. He had the guns. I forgot his
Spider Loke.
Oh my goodness, we're killing this. That's for the G Unit fans out there, yo. You guys know we're talking. There's another guy that he's.
You can't be Yayo.
No way.
No way.
No, and you can't
YG, give that to Bang. Maybe?
You can't give that to Bang.
Okay.
Right. All right.
I'm going to try not to stir too far away.
Yeah.
Not so he's not 50. He's not G Unit caliber.
Yeah, he's not. He's just. It's just weird because we've never heard anything.
That I'm just trying to think of a group where like someone's wildin'.
It doesn't exist where he's
chill, bro.
It doesn't exist. He's
like the Dylon of making the band.
Yes.
Kind of.
Well, we kind of like Dylon.
But we did like Dylon. It's a love hate.
Yeah, it's funny listening to.
I still bump some top five.
It's funny being in chat and listening to people talk about Toronto rappers.
And how we're represented now.
Yeah, just sitting there, I'm like, yo, but guys, it ain't that crazy like that.
We're far enough removed where Chromas is no longer recognized. So that's great. So,
she is such a beautiful woman.
She is, indeed. But she's staying in her lane, which is OnlyFans, and dominating.
That's where it is. Yeah.
Getting paid to step on people's nuts.
Damn, but old dudes into that?
Get your money, girl. No issue. No issue, but please stay off the microphone for everybody's sake.
Craig, would you take money for stepping on people's nuts?
No.
Just checking, Craig.
I would not want to do that.
As a man, he wouldn't be able to handle it.
I don't like the thought of like causing someone pain, even if they translate it sexually. Like, I just don't.
That stuff is.
You know what I mean? Like, you know, the whole get off kink thing is kind of rough still.
Me, it's a scary thing. It's the cops could show up any minute. You could be like, oh no, he punched me. They asked for it.
Yeah.
She said, like.
Yeah, it was consensual.
Yo,
right?
Because I've heard story. Anyhow, we're not going to go there. Yo, listen, trigger warning. Okay. Trigger warning. We're not talking about Canadian politics this time around. We're going straight to Donald Trump and these goddamn executive orders, Craig.
He is just signing off left, right, center.
He picked up the Mario, the fire flower that gives you like ties 10.
Yeah, you say he's coming out like that.
Off, giving out pens. Side note, he lost a crypto. He launched a meme.
It was a pump and dump coin, I heard Dave Portnoy took his win. He did. He made a milli off Trump coin and bet it all on the Bills to win. That's why he was cheesing. You may have bought some Trump coin.
I may have made some money.
God damn.
Because I left the
right. You got in, right? Right at the right time, eh?
I'm sitting there. I'm like, yo, babe. Babe. She's like, what up. I'm like. This is what I'm talking about. She's like, well, what are you going to do? I'm like.
Yo, we out.
I'm like, I don't know. I'm like, but you know what? I'm gonna take my shit and get the fuck out.
Good idea, Zane. Good idea.
Shit and ran, Craig.
Crypto financial That's literacy. Mean, that is
yes,
finance.
Yes,
that is
financial
multiple
advice.
Episodes of right? advice.
I would have paid off
great execution.
More if I caught it at 11:30 when it did drop.
Right? Yeah.
But Melania as well launched hers like I think a day or so later, those two coins dropping kind of screwed the market up. Now I have a little suspicion of why that happened. It's a little crypto talk, crypto moment right here. What happened today? This is live. This is what's going on right now. China dropped something called DeepSeek.
Okay.
Right? What it was, it rivals whatever supercomputing processing that we have on this side. Like we're talking
about mining?
In general, yes. AI in general, right? So it's like we're talking about... Sora and OpenAI,
yeah,
they released their version of it.
Oh shit!
Which is, how to put this, layman terms, 100 times faster. Okay,
just like that.
It just blew us out of the water.
Just like that.
Yeah, because we didn't realize how much chips they had.
Yeah,
how much processing power chips they had, right? And we realized what their stock is. Say they have 500 chips.
Yeah.
We might have maybe. 150.
That
right. So it crashed the market today.
Really?
Just from that launching, a lot of people probably took their money out and went to it. It's just, or they're using the software to best the markets. So now that's, I'm just letting you know, OpenAI is gonna be a really, really, really finicky thing. It's the new war now.
Yeah.
Where it's the chip war. It's a tech war. It's how faster, I have a bigger brain on this side. No, my brain's this. That's pretty much because I can do this much more quantum computing and be a menace.
I wonder if I wonder with the, so recently they dropped the 5090 graphics cards, NVIDIA, and the place that manufactures most of the processors or chips, there's some part of the manufacturing, which is like super, like everyone uses them.
Yeah.
They had an earthquake. And yeah, they had an earthquake and they had to halt production, right? So I think their loss just for that alone was like, I think the last time this happened, they lost 93 million.
Yeah.
Off of just one little like, because it didn't hit the building hard. The building's fine, but the way that they make these things, it's so finicky that even a shake in the ground, like you jump too high and hit the ground, it's enough to fuck that processor up for that part of the batch. So I'm wondering if with the crypto miners, supercomputers, whatever, if there's going to be any tie to, between that disruption.
Probably
not.
Well, depends on how much they're contributing to that, because what it comes down to is who can mine faster with this quantum computing now.
Right.
That's what it comes down to.
So my guess is whatever.
Math is mathing way better.
So the components in that computer probably don't even touch anything the consumer's grabbing. They probably got some next level like servers built, all that craziness.
You know what's crazy? A lot of the people are saying, a lot of the professionals are saying, yo, they have like the Timu version, but it's just better.
What?
They because
can't
what
get mad at that?
The processing power it's using,
like
the energies, it's not using like one source.
Yeah.
Which is what NVIDIA was talking about of using all the computers in the world to solve why Craig is sick. They have like a 100 times more efficient way
to go through all the blockchain.
Yeah. And do whatever they need to do, which is just one aspect. So that's one thing. Listen out, this look out for, go do your research, guys. DeepSeek, it's out there. It's a logo with a whale on it.
Oh hell yeah.
Get it? Whales. So it's but that's one of the things that affected that Trump did sign an executive order about crypto and stuff like that to make crypto
recognized.
They also signed one to create a Stargate, which one, it's the coolest name ever for any initiative. So what it is, they're going to put, what, a $500 billion or something like that into AI and into, like, just being the mecca of science and technology, pretty much, for layman, right?
Yeah.
Because Trumpito's thing is, he's like, yo, we're making the U.S. You ever see those things of the world? Like,
they're little parts of
the
world
where it's like all the skyscrapers are like into space,
right?
And the planet's still the planet.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, they wanted to get like that, right? So you just want to make, so I think when they signed that, when they made that declaration about Stargate, this big massive initiative,
a big push. Yeah.
China was like, okay, cool, release the Kraken,
man. But that's like, oh, man.
That is so cool, Craig.
Nah, man, because that's the propaganda machine, too.
Where?
In those places, in China, in a lot of those places, man, I don't fully believe that shit.
Well, guess what? It's real. The fact that they've released a product, and it was an app.
That's better. The thing.
It's not like you have to go and buy a $9,000 GPU.
They managed to just hook it up right on the phone.
It's an app.
Just like that.
Right, that minus that TikTok's back,
I was
and everybody
the trade-off
red notes and be like, we're gonna give the Chinese government our data on purpose because
fuck you guys, that's why they're rebelling like any good American kid.
And I'm not talking about the people who have businesses and we're gonna suffer from this. I'm talking about the people on their couch with their phone,
lightheartedness, like, the boo-boo, you know, like, influencer.
Yeah, they're talking about people that are slacktivism,
right?
That are like, yeah, I'm gonna go to Red Note right now and sing Chinese love's number one hit love song.
Now I got it.
Which is super racist. So you have the middle class Chinese people like, we don't want you guys on Red Note. They're like, get out
here. Get out.
They're like, you're polluting the water, guys.
Turn around back where y'all came from.
You have the spray bottle. So I mean, it's just.
For me, I was just about to say that is like, it's like such a fucking trade off with like TikTok and all the up and down they've had. TikTok has proven it's undefeated at this point, man.
Yeah.
There were lots of talk of Mr. Beast buying it.
There were even
Mr. Beast is caught up in too much shit to be talking about buying up TikTok right now.
But it seems like just like his alley, right?
Kevin O'Leary was going to buy it.
Yeah, they told Kevin get the fuck out of here.
Yeah, he's not, you don't want him running TikTok.
There were a couple big crypto companies that have the money times I
don't like crypto.
Stop.
Involved
it's
in the real world thing.
The business.
I understand that.
It's very much a real. Guess what? The U.S. government is gonna. It's making it where regulations are gonna get cut across the board along other things, and that's one of the big adoptions that's gonna make it.
How does crypto have an identity crisis at this point?
It just did,
right?
From those GPUs.
That's what I'm saying, right?
But just like anything, right?
Maybe I just don't like change. I think it comes back to the same old.
I know, it's weird. I'm with you though on that aspect where, for some people that are just thinking about it, like,
I can't compute it.
That's fine. That is 100% fine. Whatever executive order did he sign? He tried to do the one where if you have natural birth, if your parents came to this country, to a country,
then you are not qualified for citizenship.
If you were born here, the kid's not qualified for citizenship.
Correct.
Your parents. So they said he's probably going to get that overturned. There are a lot of judges that are like, there is a judge that said, hey, what the hell do you guys think this was going to work? Right? And he's even talking kind of smack. He's talking down to the lawyers like, what the hell do you guys think this is going to work? Lawyers like, yo, it's going to work. He's like, no. They asked Trump about it. Trump's like, where are the judges from? Oh, down round this
oh.
He's like,
yeah, it tracks. No,
he's like, it tracks. That's how they move. That's them.
The biggest order or the most spicy order is the fact that he only recognizes two genders. Because that's huge,
crazy, bro.
Huge turnaround. Big, like, that's taking probably like 5 years off of USA's life right there, off their expected lifespan.
I think you could have done without that one. He could have not touched that one.
I want to go into one.
Not touch that one, Craig.
One, and then we'll double back to that.
All right.
All right. Give your time to
think
about how you want to get canceled. We'll enjoy these last few minutes on air.
You know what? I try to. It is my problem. I try to be fair.
The military.
Go on.
He re-enlisted. Fuck, what was it before?
Don't ask, don't tell thing?
No, it wasn't that. Fuck. He re-enlisted. He allowed a bunch of people to re-enlist. Oh, the COVID shots. People who were refusing to get vaccinated.
Oh, yeah.
He allowed
they get back
to re-enlist.
Pay. And they get back
and
pay.
And they get back pay. That's fam, the long game. Imagine sitting out for like 3-4 fucking years. What time? 2019?
Jebediah on his porch. I told you.
Back pay. Yo. That's blessed.
Where do you think that money's going to go? Crypto.
Probably, right? Sex change it. No.
Yeah. All that.
Take that. I think with the gender recognition, things have been very confusing. Listen, my audience, my young, innocent audience.
There you
take
go.
It from an old, decrepit man whose knees and back and neck hurt very badly. It gets a little confusing. And there's a lot of people who have had a hard time navigating that. There's tons of people who have done a great job. If you have got your pronouns down, if you have got your isms in check,
if you like Dragon Age the Veilguard,
you know, you got it all down, you're very progressive, you know, and you're kind of what the world's going to need in probably like 50 years, so congrats to you. but right now we got a little too progressive.
We got a lot.
Just got a little ahead of ourselves.
We got a lot. Let's bring it back some.
Yeah, because I had this conversation with somebody and I said, like, to me, you let things get so out of hand. And I mean that in all the loose terms I can
Everybody gets a car.
Your interpretation of it.
Everybody gets a car.
What's happening is you're opening your mind and you're opening the door to all the radicalism and the extremism to the point where you almost have to accept that because of all the other stuff you've accepted.
Like Elon Musk, Zeke Heiling, doing the Nazi salute.
That's the type of shit that it's
people are like, is that a Nazi salute? But I'm like, but I'm just saying, Elon, people are like, is it Nazi or is it autism?
Nazism.
It's Nazism. That's
That's exactly the byproduct.
Look at the groups he's joined.
It's exactly the byproduct of this.
And he shows up the weekend later, like a far right German. He's like, yo, German people shouldn't be, shouldn't be upset at being.
So now all of a sudden you've rationalized another group. It's just nonstop, man. It's fucking when does it end?
So now we're going too far to the other side.
Yeah, and that's why I like that we're dialing it back a little bit.
We're not dialing it back.
We haven't found a common ground yet.
We went way back.
Yeah, we did.
We went way back.
We did.
Craig, there's almost
be thankful we're still allowed to vote.
Saving everything.
Yeah, be thankful we're still allowed to vote right now. We're not getting conscribed.
You're working on that too, son.
Fuck, but I'm just thinking like we didn't find common ground. Things were getting super muddied up where every policy opened up the door to a new policy, but nothing really laid any foundation or brickwork.
Yeah.
And I like that we're walking this back a bit. We're like, guys, we jumped the gun. I say guys loosely because now there's one or the other.
Same thing happening here, yes? With, as in regards to just, you feel that.
Nah, but Canada.
With Carney?
Canada, I don't think we'll get anybody. The face will never have the balls.
Doug is trying to take Trump's momentum, you know, I see, and trying to pull.
Oh, yeah, the hats.
Trying to pull.
The hats.
Yeah.
He's trying Canada to pull Dubber,
a,
jail.
He's trying to pull a vibe where he's like, yo, you know what? And an election now.
Nah, Trump's low-key Deboing you where he's like, yo, you'd be a good 15 first date. And you're like, like uncomfortable laughter.
He posted a picture of him in a mafia getup. AI mafia getup.
Yo,
there's FOMO, which is and they did launch that coin too. That's another scam. What
Trump
happened?
Will grab America. Trump will grab Canada by the. You know, bro, what?
He had two flights going to Colombia.
Okay, who did?
Trump.
Okay,
of all the people they're picking up now, because ICE is on road.
Yeah, hard.
And full transparency, living in Canada, Craig.
Yeah,
I've had those times where you've heard all my cousins and aunts and stuff talk about. The feds showing up at workplaces and warehouses and shit and snatch motherfuckers hiding and shit.
That's rough, yo.
So then to know it's happening, like, yo, I know what that's like. So to hear the plane that the two planes they're sending down to Colombia, the Colombian president's like, we're not taking these planes.
We're not having it.
Yeah, and you're violating these guys' human rights. They have no washroom breaks and no water. The plane, no AC on the plane. The plane's hot.
They're serving Dasani and not Evian.
Exactly. We're turning the plane turns. Plane's turning back.
Damn.
Then he writes this letter to on egg or whatever to Trump or whatever, and I read the letter, and it was just very, it was very poetic.
He's like, Don Trump.
Yeah, he's very poetic. No, that he was like, you must understand the people, like, you know, the passion and the
I know exactly how that.
Yeah, it's so bad. I'm like, this guy, although a lot of people don't like him.
The bald eagle shed a tear.
He's getting mad bitches because he's good with the words. He's good with the words. Unless AI did it. He's good with the words. So now what happens is he's like, yo, chill out.
Mm.
Trump's like, oh yeah, 20% tariffs today.
Done.
Then he's like, by Friday, 50% tariffs. On your ass, right?
Turn the plane.
Homeboy's like, yo, I'm sending my jet.
Jeez.
He bent the knee.
Oh, my goodness.
Allegedly? I don't know.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah, so that muscle, I'm like, yo, we're not going to stop, yo. Because can you run a country, Kirk?
Which country?
Can you run Canada?
Yes. Sure.
What's your strong... He just took a shot.
I'll try.
I just realized what you asked. I was like, oh, okay.
I'll give it a shot.
You'll give it a shot. What's your strong suit?
Where do I put all my eggs? What basket do I put all the eggs in?
What's your campaign for the champagne?
I'm going with education as the strong suit.
Damn.
We're doubling down on edumacation.
Edumacation is never a win.
I know.
Edumacation is like when you have like two bangers,
like,
and you need something to, you need filler.
Education to me is going to encourage people. It's like semi dictator, where it's like, we need X amount of this and you are going to do X amount of this, but we're going to like make you think you wanted to take that road. You know what I mean? Like, we're going to incentivize.
I'm in this vibe already.
Yeah, we're like incentivizing dropping out to do like trades. And I think they're already kind of doing that to some degree. We're incentivizing.
But it never sticks.
We're incentivizing doctors, right? Healthcare. We're incentivizing all that. School, like your day to day. Yo, we're cutting that like 2 years short. You're like boot camping this. It's boot camp at this point, yo. By the time you're fucking rotted out from your TikTok brain, we're yanking you out of that.
Craig's like purging you from the
If you can do like fucking long division, like you can hold a scalpel, you're my fucking heart surgeon.
We're gonna have,
you know what I mean?
Surgeons walking the street.
In fact, if you know your like times tables up to like 20, you're fucking boom, you're on road, you're trade man now.
You're saying lower the bar.
Yeah, we're lowering the bar, but we're dumbing it down for a reason, because I'm encouraging everybody.
You need a boost. You need a boost.
I'm encouraging everybody to learn with their hands and to be hands-on, like be good at one thing. You know what I mean? No more of this 4 years of school for some shit that you may or may not want, that may or may not have any use for you down the line. True. I'm saying like, yo, I need X amount of doctors in this country. Yo, my education program, guess what? Liberal arts, peace. you can't even study that. I don't need you right now. You know what I mean? Like, yo, everything that's like maybe a nice to have.
You know what?
Yo, you're not even getting in a program.
Don't need any more art.
Go study that shit somewhere else.
What, Craig? You're absolutely right.
Facts.
We don't need
facts.
We will just create inherently because of who we are as beings. We will just art our progression as a race is the art.
That's facts. But I'm telling you, there's so many fucking, anthropology, peace. Yeah, like, race. You studying rocks and shit, bro? No, I'm just...
I wanted to do that.
Archaeology, peace.
Yo, I was digging mad shit up. I found a...
Go do that shit somewhere else. I don't need you right now, all right? I need you to dig in my heart
and I like figure to out paint,
why my
Craig,
ticker ain't ticking.
To paint.
Nah.
You it's not moving the economy out of your fucking
That's
paint.
What I'm saying, bro.
Yeah, like, paintings are very, like, I find now the concept, like, the whole painting art world, it's a very, like, vain... industry sell money for you. Yes, people use art for charity and stuff like that.
There's tons of cool stuff that comes from it, but I don't need it.
Yeah, we don't need any more artists.
I'm struggling to get a doctor. That's a big problem. You know what I mean? I fucking...
How about you just make all the schools medical schools?
I'm not saying all.
Science and technologies.
Again, this is a very like in-depth subject, right?
No, I hear what you said. Let's militarize schools.
Yeah, that's kind of how it would come down to it, right? Yeah, force your hand to a path of success. Because let's be honest.
By the age of 10, we're going to be like, yo, listen, homie, you ain't going to be a surgeon.
You being drafted.
But here's a hammer, son.
You being drafted.
That swing, just boy. Me,
right? So a lot of us, you know, as we get into our adulthood, we recognize that a lot of us aren't where we want to be. But at the same time, there are some people compared to others who, regardless of if they want to be in that position or not, are still doing well for themselves and are still creating that future, whereas others are not. Now, you're still going to need all your blue-collar jobs, yeah. 100%. And I'm doing zero for those. Sorry, guys.
Wow.
Yeah, like, you guys are right where you left off.
Man,
like,
Craig,
not raising minimum wage. I'm not doing none of that.
Chris, okay.
If anything, my one decree is I'm bringing all the rent down. I'm not changing house prices.
Okay, so that's...
I'm bringing all the rent down. I'm bringing all the rent down.
Now.
We got to calm that shit down. That's ridiculous.
You're going to need some honey with your fucking syrup, bro.
Zane out as my financial minister. And he's going to cook these books real good.
Shit.
And he's going to give a bunch of fucking grants to crypto. He's going to take all our grants and put it into crypto.
Technology. I'm pushing technology. I'm bringing all the scammers out.
Oh, shit, eh?
Oh, yeah. All the scammers. All the scammers. Come on. Yo, listen. We have a choice. You want your record clear and not go to jail? Come and do honest work.
Okay.
And your penalty is meager pay.
That's it.
But you don't get to go to jail.
And you don't have to make...
You get paid enough.
You don't have to make a dollar a day.
After you've done half the percentage of your expected jail time...
Then we could talk.
Then you start getting your regular pay.
Okay.
We'll start giving you that.
Okay.
We want you to come work for us. I've realized a lot of...
What do you do with the jails then?
We got to start thinning that shit down.
Oh, big time.
Because I think we're... It's like it's a back burner thing, whereas like these people come out. Top Five is a perfect example. These people come out and you're like,
did we need him? You know, like we think, did we need him out really?
Craig said bigger jails. Housing's a big thing.
I like what you said. There was a rapper, don't know his name. What a surprise. The rapper in the States who said they should create a state or an area that is purge worthy, like just straight up. Red zone.
You're going too crazy. Craig, you're going too far right. We talked about this. Craig, you're talking about just literally. You can't listen.
Listen, Australia.
People don't want that purge thing.
Yeah.
You can't handle it.
How did Australia start?
Craig, you can't handle
it. It is built off the backs of prisoners. And
but it wasn't a purge vibe.
And they turned out just fine.
It was like, yo, listen, we have an island.
You versus the scorpions.
Let's send them there.
Okay.
You can't handle the purge life.
All right.
Jumping way ahead.
No,
back to Trump.
I'm thinking, I'm running the country and I'm like, who's your celebrity governor?
Ooh.
Who's your celebrity?
I hold my Jesse the Body.
It's got to be Ryan Reynolds. No?
No.
Nah?
You're aiming too high. They're going to say no.
What?
Pinball.
Pinball Clemens. Fucking legendary. That was a great decision. And
he's
big in the community.
He's made to get pushed in front of a TV, a camera,
man.
And I was gonna say shuck and drive. That's not what I meant. My apologies.
Sidney Crosby.
He can sell stuff. You gotta look at people that'll say yes.
Minister of Sports and Recreation, Sidney Crosby. Connor McDavid?
Yeah, put some
Wayne Gretzky? Nah.
Gretzky's too old?
Nah, Gretzky's out.
He don't want it.
Nah, no.
Yeah, you're going to have to put somebody on. all our guys are regular guys, bro.
Minister of Education. Bill Nye, is he Canadian? No, he's American. Ain't he? Damn it.
They only have one guy. They're allowed to have that. But
give me.
I know. I got nobody else. I'm blanking out because I can't really.
That's a tough one. Yeah, that's a tough one. That's a whole different play card. Man, it's fucking windy as shit out there, y'all. Whether they can hear it on this microphone, I don't think they can hear it though.
Yeah, it's
I can't
pretty
hear
good.
It.
It's pretty good. Shout out to the engineer.
In the presidential scandals, I want to talk about
this.
Yes,
please, Craig.
Talk about this.
Please, Craig.
There have been reports.
I'm fighting you on this.
Barack Obama, Barack Obama.
Lies.
And the wifey, Michelle, are seeking separation.
I saw a blurb. Like, I thought it was tabloid.
Gossip.
Where it's like, yo.
Inquirer.
I'm like, Michelle and Barack?
Yo.
But there have been rumors where... Way back, there was a letter that was found where Barack wrote to a girl, and he's like, yeah, if homeboy's cute enough. Right? So that was that. There was also the chef that drowned in like 2 inches
water. I mean.
And they're like, maybe the chef was like, yeah, if homeboy was
blow the whistle.
And Michelle is a baddie.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And maybe it's too much to... Wait, is that... Okay, I thought something was on fire.
Oh, shit. okay, but...
Yes, go on.
The rumor has it that not only are they getting divorced,
mm-hmm.
your boy Barack has been tasting the forbidden fruit.
Ooh.
A black power couple separating. This is my whole angle right here, bro.
Go ahead.
A black power couple separating is detrimental enough. But when you find out that the ex-president, the Barack Obama, the first black president of the United States.
Yes, yes, yes.
Fucking with a white bitch.
Oh.
That is scandalous, bro.
No, it's funny that Craig can say white bitch. Because Craig, when you told me who this woman was,
mm-hmm.
I don't appreciate that.
I'm not saying queen, if that's what you're referring to.
You wouldn't even give her. That's a white queen.
Not even.
Who are we talking about?
Jennifer Aniston, y'all.
What's wrong with Jennifer Aniston?
No, you're not a queen.
What?
You dated Ben Affleck. You dated Ross. You're not a queen.
For money.
You're not a queen, dog.
Hold on. So you want like a J-Lo?
No, you a white
bitch. It's Barack. No, I know Barack. Nah, Craig. Yo, bitch. Craig blew my phone up. And Craig was like, yo, what's the deal? I'm like, Craig, now sit down. You might need something to tell you. Black man saying this. Sometimes the white chicks be a nice vibe. Not nicer, take that back. Be a nice vibe. In a sense where we look at things and appreciate things different. Yes, they're the white girls with the big ass and the big booty. That's
right.
Fine. But there's also very super regular white girls.
Of course.
Which there you appreciate that natural. Like I love me some Kendall Jenner. I love me some Kendall, bro.
There's nothing wrong with that at all.
Right? But what's your beef with Jennifer Aniston? That's the question.
I don't have a beef with that. I think that was actually something that's huge up
for okay, debate. I get it. You're like, yo, Michelle sets the bar too high.
Come on, man. That's home-wrecking hard.
Oh, you think she slid it?
That's home-wrecking hard.
You think she was in a DM?
Yeah.
I give her more points for that.
I think Michelle's going to pull her fucking tracks out.
That is racist, Craig. Wait, bro. Craig's like, Michelle, pull up.
Oops.
Michelle, pull up with some cousins in the hoopty. Grab her, bitch. Yeah, like, nah.
Claim your man.
I'm more like, who is Michelle shacking? Michelle got to come back with like an Idris.
Nah, you got to get out of that. Nah, man.
What do you mean get? Oh, what?
I don't think.
How can Jennifer get hers?
Because you're opening a gateway to the wrong path. This is the wrong fork.
No, Craig, you're missing the picture here. That's life.
No. Barack's now more celeb than fucking political. And
I think this was your celebrity couple. Craig's like. Tell this girl, yo, me and you, Michelle and Barack.
Yo, Barack was a symbol for hope, was he not? Can we agree on that?
Yeah, but I've done research to know that everybody has their thing.
Come on now, hope can't be shacked up with Jennifer Aniston. I'm sorry.
What's your problem? I loved her in the breakup with Vince Vaughn.
No, Des is like...
I always like Jennifer Aniston, bro.
I'm a big Jennifer Aniston.
You pull up with Jennifer Aniston at a party.
You know what I'm saying?
At any party. Yo, we chilling.
Give me horrible bosses, Jennifer Aniston.
You see?
And
hey, guess what?
This ring mic. No.
Guess what? I'm not taking that up. Yo, look, guess what? Maybe that's what he's getting.
Oh, facts. Big time. Because you're big Barack, bro. Like, don't get me wrong. Like, Barack's a big dog.
Yeah. You'll ever call this man big Barack in my ear ever.
Yo, big Barack Obama, yo.
Maybe, yo. Back to that.
Bebo. You're still Barack at the end of the day. So you're like miles above Jennifer Aniston. Jennifer Aniston, no. Even on a celebrity pull. No, Jennifer Aniston, even on a celebrity pull, is still like mid.
Okay, give me another great white feminine actress, female actress that you'd be like, okay, cool.
If she was shacked up with Barack?
Charlize Theron? Ooh.
Not my first pick.
Craig love himself some dark meat, real key. I see Craig over here. Craig came from Michelle. Craig, I salute you, son. Yeah, I salute you, bro.
Okay.
Craig's like, nah, nobody above Michelle.
No.
But Craig, sometimes...
Gwen Stefani.
You're joking.
Okay, that one doesn't...
Yeah, quit it.
That don't fit. I know.
No.
That don't fit.
We think because we're going to actress, right? We have to go political. There's no... Who y'all got? Come on, Craig.
Angelina Jolie?
No.
Okay. Trashy? No,
she just left Brad.
See?
It would be super messy.
Fucking Jennifer Aniston.
We don't know if that was the case because guess what?
Like a Brad.
A lot of times when you hear about divorce happening.
Yeah, there's a lot in between that.
It's already happened.
For sure.
Not even, the relationship's already been like, I already moved out. I've been living in the West Coast for a while. Like,
I didn't think this would happen. I didn't think you would ask me who else would step up. You can't, bro. No. Barack cannot be with a celebrity. Like, he needed to shack up with a white chick from Chicago who, like, nobody knows. That was, like, the only cop out. Yeah, it was the only cop out. Bad.
Like, some tatted up thing for...
No problem. That are at the strip club.
An OnlyFans thing.
No problem. No problem.
If Barack...
Solid.
What?
Yeah, because you, like, lowered yourself. You lowered your expectations. Nah, Michelle doesn't feel bad.
He will... People will lose their minds.
Nah.
And I'm like, yo...
Come on, she let you...
Wiling, son.
You know...
But it's Michelle.
Yeah, but she let you borrow the car.
You see what it is? It's a lot of times some guys might want... Don't say that she's this kind of person. Some guys might like the class and super, super, super conservative vibe for a while.
Yeah.
But then you're like, yo, just sit on my face.
You know what's fucked up too? After talking all this shit, I truly, truly feel like it's still an upgrade.
Wait, hold on.
I feel like Jennifer Aniston is an upgrade from Michelle Obama.
You're changing the net. You're doing too much here.
I just
right
feel
now.
Like she shouldn't be with Barack, though. It's just like, it doesn't sit
Craig,
right.
You weren't rooting for her a second ago.
I'm still not.
What is going on here?
Like a one-night stand. Give me like that scandal.
Oh, allegedly.
Yeah.
But that's probably been happening. Mm. They held it down. And see what Barack said? Like, yo. That's what I get from making that chick release the books and I like boys.
But she would be his, like, type of white chick.
Yo, Craig, this is hitting you way different.
Yeah, it's confusing me. I'm confused.
I'm watching this real time and this is blowing my mind.
I'm telling you.
That you're like, nah. No Jennifer Aniston?
Yes.
You do?
Personally?
Okay.
Big fan.
That's like me. I brought up in class.
Great friend of the
show. I brought up in class Jim Carrey. And my boy's like, don't bring it. I hate him. I'm like, why? I'm like, something's going on. Found out. Jim Carrey grew up in his town.
Oh, okay.
His mom knew Jim Carrey.
Okay.
And I'm like, if that Jim Carrey left your mom lonely at the prom,
I just
became a
like, I think of the tabloids, like TMZ rolls up at like the fucking Academy Awards, and it's like Jennifer Aniston and Barack is the plus one. Like, it just doesn't sit right with me.
You're right.
Barack is trans. I'm more upset because it's like Barack is now like less of a person if this is the case. Like, taking him out of the political.
I think you're
sphere,
putting too much on his credit.
Nah, he's a world figure. Barack's a world figure. Is Jennifer Aniston a world figure?
Craig, no. I know.
Nah.
But Craig, I get it. I'm doing what you did to me with Buffalo, okay? Craig.
I can't wrap my head around it, Zane.
It's changing relationships.
For sure.
People's tastes change. And maybe the relationship ran their course. They just realized that they got so comfortable. They just realized you're in your room. I'm in the study. You're reading. Like, we don't live anymore. We don't do anything. It's like, hey, do you want to? There are some couples that had that discussion after being married and have kids. Especially, you know, when the shit gets serious? When the kids are grown.
Yeah.
The kids are outside fucking and shit and living their lives. When they were like, yo, now I can do what I want.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yo, do you still want to do this? I'm kind of like chilling. I love you still. I love you a lot. But
we put a lot on the back burner.
Yeah, I'll be all right. And you'll be like, you know what? I'm blowing Jennifer. I got to meet Jennifer in 10 o'clock. We should get a divorce. Sometimes it does happen, man.
I know. I know. And
does
like,
does this make you look at your own relationship mortality? Yes.
Me, it's no. Not at all.
Clean that up.
Way better.
Got her out.
Way better than Barack. And she's way better than Jennifer Aniston.
You've had this call. You've had this talk.
Oh, she's the one who brought it up to my attention, but we didn't have to talk about it.
Oh, shit. She fucked you up.
I just said, I feel like it's a direct, it's for Barack, it's going the celebrity direction. And it's like, okay, what is a washed up celebrity? So I feel like now Barack qualifies to be a judge on Dancing with the Stars.
It's a rollout.
Or like on Dancing with
it's
the Stars.
It's a rollout. It's a rollout. He's going to be doing probably primetime soon.
He sold out. That's a sellout.
No, I need some checks.
Come on, man.
I went from the Prezi to the Hezzy. I need to earn some money.
At least like Meg Thee Stallion.
How many books can I write about being a president?
True.
After the first 2.5, and Michelle wrote her too, I'm not getting her money. That's her book. I might get a vacation in Nice.
Nah.
Right?
That's okay. We can agree to disagree on that.
Ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first. Craig's pretty torn up about this. I'm impressed, Craig, because that means you got a heart.
100%.
And I know there are couples that I can't, it's going to come back to me, where off the top, I've heard they broke up, and I'm like,
no, not them.
Yeah.
Yo, like, I feel like a part of you got.
You guys, if y'all broke up.
You know, I lost a part of me. Yeah. Where does the world? Like, what is the world? Like,
yo, babe, we're not going to make it.
That's it.
If they didn't, I'm trying to remember because I think I did have a discussion with my girl. I'm like, yo.
They didn't do nothing for me. Rock and Michelle did nothing for me.
It's going to come back, man. I said that to Sidis, ladies and gentlemen. As Craig licks his wounds, and I do, just make sure you tell the person that you love what's on your mind. Be honest. Don't lead them astray, Craig.
Transparency is always key. I think that you can get past so much if you lay all your cards on the table the right way. And the more you learn about each other, the more you grow together as individuals.
Yeah.
Very important.
Have fun. Laugh.
People out there, Valentine's Day is about 2 weeks away.
Craig,
yeah. All right.
I got asked
14th
what I wanted, and I'm like, I don't know. I've been thinking of getting a turntable.
Really?
Legit. Because I can mix. I can, like, I mix shit in my head so well all the time.
Yeah.
And my
that's pretty dope. Good for
my
you.
My brother was a DJ. Yeah, I said it. You're out there listening. I said it. So I've been around. I know about BPMs. I know about tempos. And sometimes I can sit in a party and I know how to give you a heart attack. How to play, yo, he just played that song next. If he plays Little John,
I'm gonna lose my shit right now.
Right? If he plays a Shine, right? So
fuck.
I think even not just for, I can get one of the little mixers, little fuck
around. Yeah, just a little something.
Little fuck around digital, something.
That's
what I think about it. What about yourself?
What did I ask for?
We're not saying, so Valentine's Day, you can't escape it then.
No.
You can't be like, yo.
We gonna skip that.
You can't?
No, we just me and the wife just laid out our 2025 budget hard.
Nice. And Valentine's Day was on there.
And Valentine's Day still qualifies.
Anything came out? Anything, you took anything out of the budget?
Nope.
Salute to you. You don't know how, you know how blessed you are.
Yeah, still living my life, bro.
To be able to have us, to have that plan.
Yeah.
You just said something so serious there.
Yeah.
It's so simple as well that you have a 2025 budget that we laid out.
That's it. If anything, we're going to go out a lot less,
okay.
But it's not that we're missing out at the same time. It's just, we were doing not like frivolous things, but we were less concerned. So
you're doing too much.
Yeah, we'd be doing like group events that cost everybody like a two bills each.
It's
you can say
the two bills.
It's a lot. It adds up. Right. So we're trying to hold off on that or spread it out a little bit more. Right. So I feel like Christmas time and January, we enjoyed, and we do have vacation that we planned out too.
I'm happy for you. You're getting into the relationship, the stage of like, yo, we're the fuck outside.
Right?
My house is the shit.
Yo, it's me and you. We good.
Let's go get our little comfy stuff that we need.
Yeah. We booked an unofficial trip to Nashville for the week of the Country Music Awards.
My buddy went.
It's going to be fucking lit.
My buddy told me, he's a honky tonk too. So,
yeah.
But he's like, Nashville, every bar is a party.
Yo,
you'll go into something insane. And there's like a band would set up and then people are dancing, and it's just going. And then you go to the next bar,
and it's the exact same energy. So the Country Music Awards, all the people that blew up in those areas play at their bar that they were discovered in for free.
You're gonna go see Morgan Wallen?
Who that?
What's the jelly bean? What's the jelly roll?
Sure. Somehow, Zane, I keep hoping I'm gonna see like fucking Juicy J.
Like, somebody, Beyonce.
It's not quite.
There goes Beyonce and the horse.
They're not quite Nashville. Right. Anyways.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, Zane hit the nail on the head. But please do ask your girl to be your Valentine. I don't care how long you've been together. Person. Apparently, it's still a problem. Craig, yeah, your person.
No,
sorry.
Craig, bring it up his mind, yo. That two gender talk. Mm-mm. We're getting far right, Craig.
Find yourself a nice.
So whenever I say right, Craig, you gotta know what it means.
Find yourself a nice little cozy restaurant, you know, a little nook to get yourselves all bundled up in. Cook for her. Cook for him. Do something that they like, man. Get out of your comfort zone.
Couples cooking is the sexiest thing.
I saw a couples pizza baking class, and I was like, I love pizza.
Couples classes are good.
I love couples.
Yeah. We go get some.
And then you realize like an undercover swinger ting, like the pineapple is going to come out upside down.
I kind of got bit into a conversation like that recently. Now I keep thinking back about it. Boy, you ain't getting. I'm like, yo.
No, she's hot, isn't she?
No.
Get one of those from your newfound friend. There's a problem.
She is lovely. Don't. She's very nice, but you are, you know, near. You know, near. Even think you getting over this side of the what?
The world.
What, Craig, I love mine way too much. I'm greedy.
Yeah, facts. You know, I'm the same way, bro.
No.
Same.
You, the cuck thing. Yes, we're doing this right now. Even the people that are like, you look over and you're like, yo, my girl's getting her back blown up and she's loving it. I can't.
That is.
I cannot.
Unfathomable.
I cannot. But you're asking, would you go to town?
Unfathomable.
You're like, I'd rather avoid me getting any pleasure and then nobody get a pleasure.
Yeah, just nobody wins.
Just nobody wins.
Just nobody wins.
Nobody wins.
That's
nobody
how
wins.
I eat my cake, everybody.
Man, when I heard that conversation, I'm just like, I'm gonna watch you. Yeah, I'm just like
subtle science, right? Yeah, subtle science.
I love
starts off that way, right?
Just like I was like,
I got love for everybody out there, but you come up with some wild shit like that.
And that's too wild. That's too wild. That's hey, it. if we get a plus one to our two, makes it three. Mm-hmm. Sum it up. Hey, that's a different story, right? That's a different story. Well, no, we're not talking. Greedy for me. Who do want sausage in this party? Okay? All buns. Oh, Craig, tell us and gentlemen to enjoy the Super Bowl. Where can they find us?
You can find us at all streaming platforms. Tell a friend to pull up a seat, to pull up a shot.
Bye, 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 bye.
At the Hidden Six. Spell it out for him. I'll even help you out. THEHIDDENSIX. Tell him episode 81, and then tell him episode 80 and all the way back.
Yeah.
It's filled with nothing.
I love when they raise the eyebrows off. I'm like, yeah, 80 something episodes. And I'm like, oh, you guys can commit to a relationship.
If anything proves it.
That's all we get.
We got lots in store for y'all. We should get another one in very shortly. We'll have lots to talk about then. Be safe out there, y'all. Don't blow away in this wind. Until next time.
True. Peace.
Peace.